Got a chance here right now to chat with Scott Falcone, coming off a solid second place finish in his Masters Max Heat race. Scott, a good run for you. It's always great to be able to put down a fast lap. You were the quickest driver with the fast lap, down to a 3.14, 3.13. So that's pretty solid to lay that down. Up front, obviously, Pelosi and Brooks looked good. They were able to pull away until Pelosi had issues. But, man, your car came in at the end, and you were able to kind of roll up behind him and make it a three-driver battle with Max Pappas right there. It's just a heat race, as you know. Kind of want to chill out a bit, but nonetheless, looks like a pretty good heat race for you.
Yeah, it was really good. It's we're finding some speed here when the time is right. So we're excited about that. We've got some great competition here. Wow, these guys are fast. So I need to go a little deeper, go a little harder, and figure out what I need. We came in late, like you said. We kept getting faster and faster. I was reeling Tyler in pretty good, and so we got good pace. We got really good pace, and if we can just keep that going, and hopefully right into the next heat and see what we can end up with.
Starting in the third position, obviously the launch off into turn number one, important. Yesterday, Tyler was able to get in front of you. This time, you forced the issue and were able to get into second. Is that key for you right now?
The little push with Diego is helpful, you might say. Once we get rolling, get him going, get me through there, and then we kind of just thin out. I don't want to turn one into a nightmare turn one. Let's just get through these three heats, and then let's go play.
Is turn number two part of it as well? Obviously, turn one, it funnels all down to that tight number. Turn two, you kind of have to have respect for your fellow competitors coming through there.
Yeah, you really want to get a good run off turn one, because you get set up going into turn four, really, into the bowl down there. If you can get a good launch out of turn three into turn, coming down this back straight, and you can put a pass in on going into turn four, and then that could be your make or break for the race right there. It's really good.
Overall, do you feel like you guys are going in the right direction with the chassis? Are you chasing it, or is it really just more of a methodical push to get the car the way you want it?
No, you know, we've been chasing the heck out of it. What we had at the shootout, we have nothing the same. We've pretty much, this track is completely different than what we had at the shootout. We're basically starting fresh and just trying to figure it out on the fly. We really are just figuring it out as we go.
Like I said, you got a couple hours before the next heat race. Go back and think about it, talk about it, and we'll see you out here for heat race number three.
Hey, thank you very much. I also want to thank Eric Jones and Kart Sports and Victor and Tyler. They're doing a great job for me, and we'll see you guys hopefully here soon.
Well done.
Thank you.
Scott Falcone, folks, a great run there. As you said, end up turning the fastest lap, getting himself up there on Pelosi, or rather on Brooks. I think he's going to be in there. They're working pretty hard in that chassis. He's got a bunch of OTK products around him. Pelosi, remember, that's the big thing in that race there. Pelosi had the issue, a DNF. When it comes down to the points they'll have looking at the pre-final, Pelosi is not going to be in the top five, maybe even the top 10. We'll see what happens after heat race number three.